بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الرحمن الرحيم الملك القدوس السلام المؤمن المهيمن العزيز الجبار المتكبر الخالق البارئ المصور الغفار القهار الوهاب الرزاق الفتاح العليم القابض الباسط الخافض الرافع المعز المذل السميع البصير الحكم العدل اللطيف الخبير الحليم العظيم الغفور الشكور العلي الكبير الحفيظ المقيت الحسيب الجليل الكريم الرقيب المجيب الواسع الحكيم الودود المجيد الباعث الشهيد الحق الوكيل القوي المتين الولي الحميد المحصي المبدئ المعيد المحيي المميت الحي القيوم الواجد الماجد الواحد الأحد الصمد القادر المقتدر المقدم المؤخر الأول الآخر الظاهر الباطن الوالي المتعالي البر التواب المنتقم العفو الرؤوف مالك الملك ذو الجلال والإكرام المقسط الجامع الغني المغني المانع الضار النافع النور الهادي البديع الباقي الوارث الرشيد الصبور الذي ليس كمثله شيء وهو السميع البصير.
Previous to this, we discussed the names of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. The name Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala we discussed. We discussed Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim, Al-Malik, Al-Quddus, and As-Salam. As-Salam, just two more points and then we will finish the name of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala on Salam. One is when people are sick, then generally we hear ulama explaining and saying that read Ya Salamu a lot. When in physical sickness, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give shifa. There is an incident of a person in Durban who phoned some alim and he explained that he was diagnosed with cancer. So Mawlana told him, do your necessary checks. Whatever needs to be done, you do it. Take the medical course also. But before your treatment, till the day they're going to start your treatment, it was chemo, you start reading Ya Salamu, try to read 115,000 times yourself. Don't give it to family members and distribute. Read it for yourself with yaqeen. Now that person who's sick, only he knows what he's going through. Only he knows. Like a person who's drowning, when that help is sounded out, you know, he's seen from the bottom of his heart. Because he knows what he can see is in the face of death. So he read that 115,000 times. He went back for his checkups and he said, like normal routine, now they have to start the treatment. When they went, they had to do one more scan, whatever the case be, and they said, okay, now we know which areas to concentrate. See, bhai, listen, don't play fools with us. If you take an alternate treatment, tell us in advance. We got no time to play games. We are busy, alhamdulillah. He says, no, there's nothing like that. No alternate treatment. So he says, there's no traces of this, of cancer in you at all. He read Ya Salamu with yaqeen. So generally ulama say Ya Salamu 115 times for small sicknesses will give us shifa, inshallah. Major sicknesses, we have to read it with yaqeen. And Allah will give shifa, inshallah. Mawlana Harun Saab, Damat Barakatum, Allah give him shifa also. Generally, it's something that we were hearing recently, and today we read it. So he says that when you sit in your car, then make this dua. Read, Ya Salamu, Sallimna, Wasallim Minna. Ya Salamu, Sallimna, Wasallim Minna. So we thought it's just a dua. But ulama explained that person who reads this, when he boards his conveyance, Ya Salamu, O the giver of peace, Sallimna, save us. Wasallim minna, and save from us. That you wouldn't knock anyone, and no one will knock you. Both ways. Sallimna, save us. Sometimes hit and run. Person hits when he's gone. And let us not knock someone else also, that the damage is on us. You hit his toba, your car is damaged, he's carrying on. So wasallim minna also, save us and save from us. Ya salamu, sallimna, wasallim minna. Simple inshallah. Ya salamu, sallimna, wasallim minna. If anyone didn't get the dua, Mawlana is around inshallah. He remembers, he'll give it to us inshallah. The next name of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is al-mu'min. You know, generally we say we mu'min. We are believers. But this, the name of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, al-mu'min, is the giver of assurity or safety. The word mu'min, there's two meanings to it. One is to give safety, and one is to confirm and to attest something. We mu'min because we confirm the oneness of Allah. Now when this quality is attributed to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, Allah is al-mu'min because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala attests to His oneness, His rububiyyah, His uluhiyyah, His wahdaniyyah. He's been one, omnipresent in the Qur'an al-Kareem. He has attested to His existence in the Qur'an. He has confirmed it. And Allah has confirmed the risala and the prophethood of all the anbiya via the miracles and the signs that He had blessed them with. And He had attested and He has confirmed the thoughts of the believer in this world also. Meaning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala treats us according to our expectations of Him. Nabi Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Hadith Qudsi, أَنَا عِنْدَ ظَنِّي عَبْدِي بِي. I am with my servant as he thinks of me. Amazing. Our Ustad said, that person who sends his daughter to study, he says, in case I die, she got back up. As long as I'm alive, I'll take care of her. I'm alive, she mustn't work. But when I die, then she's got a degree, she's got something to fall back on. Then you'll see, he says, 9 out of 10 times you look into society, those are the people being tested. Allah says, I am with my servant. What he thinks of me, I'll treat him accordingly. So you thinking of Allah, that you know, when you're not around, she's got something to bounce back on. Let's take it to the test now. If you said, oh my Allah, I leave it to you. Allah says, I'll take care. She doesn't need anything. You are just the means. I'll still continue taking care of her. So ana inda dhanni abdi bi, so important that Allah treats us according to our expectations of Him. If we think of Allah, ya Allah, for you to give shifa from cancer, heart, whatever problems, it's nothing difficult, oh my Allah, you can do it, Allah will do it. Because we got yaqeen in Allah. But if you see, you know, and this is a major thing now, you have to go for the operation, they have to cut you. The small now, you got headache, you got, you know, you can read some du'as now. Heart problem, you have to go to the other. You can't sort it out without that. If you think like that, Allah will treat you like that. Then you wouldn't get the shifa. But if you got yaqeen in Allah, Allah is saying, you got yaqeen, how you think of me, I'll treat you accordingly. So al-mu'min, number one, Allah has attested to all of these things. And the giver of safety, al-mu'min, the other name of Allah, the connotation of it, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants safety. Meaning, despite all the dangers around us, who is protecting us? Only Allah. I mean, we living in Durban, right, where we've got great whites, the Zambezi sharks, you can still go and swim, but no one's getting bitten. Unless you go in beyond the nets. I mean, those shark nets, how far deep? If anyone's gone to the shark's board, you'll see. What is the shark nets? Promise you, if you see the shark nets, you won't believe the people anymore. You won't swim in the beach. That shark net is not from the top to the bottom. It's a small netting in between, in the range of where the sharks generally swim. Not to say they can't trespass and come into bathing areas. So, who is protecting us? Al-Mu'min. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. In Durban, when there's green mambas and black mambas and all of these things, who is protecting us? Only Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Now, Al-Mu'min is the that being who gives safety. Generally, ulama say, if we read li'ilafi Quraysh, then this gives us protection from any fears that we may have. Example, there's a heat on you. There's a heat on you. Or someone knocked on your door and he went away. And you can see that they are marking you, they are in the house, they're watching your movements, you're scared. So read li'ilafi Quraysh. Allah will put everything to rest, inshallah. And some ulama say, رَبَّنَا اطْمِسْ عَلَىٰ أَمْوَالِهِمْ وَاشْدُدْ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ فَلَا يُؤْمِنُوا حَتَّى يَرَوُ الْعَذَابَ الْأَلِيمِ. Once we asked Mawlana Chauhan Sahib, then he mentioned this ayat. رَبَّنَا اطْمِسْ عَلَىٰ أَمْوَالِهِمْ وَاشْدُدْ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ فَلَا يُؤْمِنُوا حَتَّى يَرَوُ الْعَذَابَ الْأَلِيمِ. When you're fearing something, maybe you're a witness. So they after you. You write that on a piece of page, you stick it on your car, into your wallet, on the house door, protection, guaranteed. And the ilafi Quraysh, from any fears that you may have, for any person in society, or anything, al-excessive, the ilafi Quraysh. But this wouldn't work, Suleiman, in the madrasa, when you're scared of the Mawlana, when you didn't learn sabak. It wouldn't work there. So yeah, if there's any fears for anything, then we read the ilafi Quraysh abundantly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will put our fears to rest. Dua of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allahumma astur awrati wa amin rawati. Allahumma astur awrati, amazing dua. Oh my Allah, cover my faults. Allahumma astur awrati. Awra, what's awra? Awra is the area that's not supposed to be seen by other people. So oh my Allah, my faults. People mustn't see it, cover it. Satar, make satar of it. Cover it. Wa amin rawati. When you're fearful, read this dua. Amin rawati. And give safety to my fears. Put my fears to rest. Wa amin rawati. And who? Al-mu'min is the person who will do this. Is that being who is Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one day he told Sahaba radiallahu anhum, Wallahi la yu'min, wallahi la yu'min, wallahi la yu'min. But the qasam of Allah, he's not a believer. But the qasam of Allah, he's not a believer. But the qasam of Allah, he's not a believer. Sahaba radiallahu anhum got worried. That qila waman huwa ya Rasulallah, who is that person that is not a believer? Three times you repeated, emphasized. Nabi Sam says, Alladhi la ya'manu jaruhu bawa'iqahu. That person who your neighbor is not free from your harm. That person who your neighbor is not free from your harm. You're not a believer. You're not a believer. If you want to be a believer, then there has to be safety of people around you from your harm. Al-mu'minu man aminahu nas, man aminahu nasu ala dima'ihim wa amwalihim. A believer is that person who gives safety to people around regarding their blood and their wealth. He's not going to kill them. He's not going to usurp their wealth. That is a person who's a believer. So for us to be true mu'min, then we have to draw from these qualities of Allah being al-mu'min. That Allah gives safety, we must also give safety. We want the safety, give the safety to people around us, Allah will definitely take care of us. If there's any severe fear that you have, generally ulama say 630 times to read ya mu'min, ya mu'min, 630 times, inshallah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will protect, but it doesn't work against us. You'll have to pay your dues, whatever is you owe into the government, you'll have to pay all of that. Taxman is coming, you can't read ya mu'min now. That is the Jews, you have to pay it, it's your duty and responsibility. The next name of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, al-muhaymin. Al-muhaymin is the giver of safety. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that being who gives safety. Now al-mu'min, person can see, I also give safety, I've got a security guard, I also give safety, I stand with my machine gun, or I've got my CCTV camera system, whatever the case be. So ulama say al-muhaymin, three qualities are required. Number one, the person has to have full knowledge of every condition of the people around. Full knowledge of every condition. Number two, he must have full power to sustain and to protect the people that are around him. And number three, he must continuously, eternally be able to sustain and benefit the people around him. And these three qualities only belong to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Who know our every condition. Who has the power at any given time. And continuously he is protecting us. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes care of us. I mean, example, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, look at the way he is protecting our eye. Look at the way He protects our eye. The eye, this eye is within layers of skin. It's been protected by Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. If you have to research, then the thickness of the skin on your foot and the thickness of the skin, this is also skin. Your eyelid is also a layer of skin. But look at how thin the eyelid is. So it's a protector for the eye, but sufficient enough so you can lift up your eyelid and you can close it when there's a danger. But if that thickness of skin which was on your heel and your foot, imagine if that was on the eyelid. Very hard to wake up, to even open up the eye. How many muscles you'll require? How many will you need? And imagine if this thinness was on the foot. How are we going to walk on earth? So who has given us all of this protection? To precision, to perfection, Al-Muhaymin. Only Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Look at that brain that Allah has given us. Generally, they see that the human is using a fraction of the brain Allah gave him. How many percent? 6 to really be intelligent. 6% you're really intelligent. Now, Allah has given us all of this, yet Allah is protecting that brain with two membranes around it. And then He's created the skull also to protect that brain. Everything to protect. And the different animals in the world are protecting themselves with some means of protection. Some may use their canines, some may use their claws, some will use their beak, some animals will use the sting, some will use their tail. The porcupine and the hedgehog, they will use their needles around their body that some can shoot out, and they protect themselves in this manner. Some animals protect themselves in different ways. Some with their bad odor, they protect themselves. The mole is an insect that protects itself from the rat, which can see in darkness and in brightness equally. Day and night, the vision is the same, no difference. How does it protect itself? With the foul smell that emanates from its body at night. Because it can't see at night. So the foul smell comes out, the rat is deterred from that area. So that animal is protected, that insect, that mole. So everything is protected. I mean, look at the bear. The bear will go right to the honeycomb. And he will scratch through, and he will suck and relish on the drops of honey. The bees will be around him buzzing, but there will not be any harm or injury if any one of them even has to bite him. And he's eating the honey. Yet man has to put all his gear and he goes. So that's Al-Muhaymin. He has protected. We're living in Durban. There's so many of these dangerous, they say the most dangerous snake in South Africa is the black mamba. It can attack its prey, if it's really in danger, up to 12 times. Up to 12 times. If you don't take the anti-venom within a certain amount of time, I don't recall how many hours it is, you can die. You can die. It's got enough venom on one bite to kill a dozen men. Puff adders in our sugarcane plantations. If you go for holiday and you're going to some area, there's sugarcane plantations around you. Puff adder. The puff adder, how dangerous. The most dangerous snake, yet not very long, a meter or so, in Africa. The puff adder. So who is protecting us? Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Al-Muhaymin. Now what did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless man for his protection? All these animals, they got claws, beaks. They've got something to protect themselves. What Allah has given us to protect us? What Allah has given us? Allah has given us intelligence to protect ourselves. He gave us the brain. We don't have canines. I mean, to attack and to bite people. We don't have claws. We don't have the power of running like a cheetah and catching our prey or any of these animals. Or we don't have current running through our body like an electric eel. Electric eel can produce 600 volts of current on one sting. Just one jolt, 600 volts of current can flow. If that has to hit a man, immediately he sinks down to the surface of the ocean. If that electric eel has to sting you. So all of this, Allah has given that animal electricity, imagine. Current to protect itself. Current to protect itself. So Allah has given us intelligence, that via this intelligence we protect ourselves. So that is the quality of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala being al-muhaymin. Al-aziz. Al-aziz is the overpowering. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the all-powering and the mighty. Ulama-i-kiram say that person who recites this name of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, Al-Aziz, Ya Aziz, 40 times for 40 days. Allah will make him self-sufficient. 40 times for 40 days. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is, I'm the Almighty, the All Power, the Most Powerful, the Overpowering. It's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's different meanings of the word Aziz. Some say Aziz means matchless, unique. In Arabic they say, Azza ta'amu fil balad. The food is scarce in the city. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that being who is unique. There's no like, laysa kamithlihi shay. There's no second to Allah tabaraka. There's nothing like Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. There's nothing equal to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Or some say, Al-Aziz can mean the most powerful. Al-Qawiyu Shadid, which is Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Or some say, Al-Aziz can mean, in Arabic they say, Man azza barra, ay qahara wa ghalab. That person who is got all might is Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Because when you are mighty, you overpower, you gain the booty. So that is Al-Aziz, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And there's nothing that is out of the domain of the strength of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Everything that is been done is with the might, with the strength and the power of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And the next quality of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, the next name of Allah, today we have discussed Al-Mu'min, Al-Muhaymin, Al-Aziz, and Al-Jabbar. Jabbar, the name of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, either can mean the most lofty, Al-Jabbar, the most lofty. And the other meaning of the word Al-Jabbar is to mend something. Example, Jabar al-Kasra. Person has got a broken bone, you mend the broken bone. Jabar al-Kasra. Oh, Jabar al-Faqir. Person is in need, you fulfill his needs. We say Jabar al-Faqir. You saw to the needs of the poor person, you fulfill his needs. So Jabar al-Kasir. Faqir. So Jabbar, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sees to all of our needs. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most lofty. That your thought can never reach Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. No matter how much you think about Allah, you cannot come close to fathoming and understanding the greatness of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. The qudrat of Allah is beyond our understanding, beyond our intelligence. That which we desire, we want it to happen. If Allah doesn't want it to happen, it'll never happen. I mean, look at Al-Jabbar, the Almighty, the most lofty Allah. They say, in Africa, one of the most deadliest insects is a mosquito. In Africa, the most deadliest insect is a mosquito. Up to 1 million deaths a year. Transfers approximately diseases to over 70 million people a year in Africa. One mosquito. Yet we've got the superpowers of the world. We've got armies. We've got the artillery. We've got microscopical things to look into. Atoms and germs. But who can take care of this army of Allah? No one can do anything. If there's an outbreak of mosquitoes, who can do what? No one can do anything. I mean, Fir'aun didn't want Musa alayhi salam to topple him. But Allah made it such, he nurtured him in his own palace. There was Al-Jabbar. The superpowers of the world can't stop any gale force winds from coming. Those same people who are attacking all the Muslim countries, when floods come and hit the countries, what are they doing? They're sending the armies to stand with their shields, to shoot anyone. You can't do anything. This is the might of Allah. And the last point, and we'll, inshallah, that's for tonight. Amazing hadith Qudsi. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, Abdi, turidu wa uridu, wa la yakunu illa ma uridu. In radita bima uridu, kafaytuka ma turidu. In radita bima uridu, kafaytuka ma turidu. Wa illam tarda, bima uridu at'amtuka fi ma turidu wa la yakunu illa ma uridu. Nisan mula abdi, amazing in Arabic, abdi uridu wa turidu wa la yakunu illa ma yuridu illa ma uridu. O my servant, O my banda, turidu wa uridu, you've got desires, I've also got desires. You want things to happen, I also want things to happen. But wala yakunu illa ma uridu, nothing will happen and come to fruition except what I desire and want to happen. In radita bima uridu kafaytuka ma turidu, if you are happy with what I want, if you are happy with what I want, I will suffice you what you desire. Wa illam tarda bima uridu, and if you are not happy with what I desire and wish, at'abtuka fi ma turidu, I will make you tired and exhausted in what you desire, and only that which I desire will come to happen. That only will happen. So uridu, turidu wa uridu. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, you also desire, I desire. Be happy with what I desire, I'll take care of your needs. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq and the ability that we have this full yaqeen in the greatness of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and we desire what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala desires. Allah wants His deen to be ghalib. That's my mission. That the kalima, li'ilai kalimatillah, the flag of Allah must reign supreme. Allah wants His word to be the highest. I will make His zikr. I will just remember Him 24/7 whenever it's possible, all the time. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants me to perform salah. I close my shop and I will go for salah. So, you know, whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala desires, that must become my desire. So we discussed the dua when we sit in the car. Allahumma, ya salamu, sallimna wa sallim minna. Person is sick, ya salamu. Al-mu'min, if there's any fear. Al-muhaymin, al-aziz, al-muhaymin, if a person wants self-sufficiency. Al-aziz, al-jabbar, these are some of the names that we have discussed for today. Al-mu'min, al-muhaymin, al-aziz, and al-jabbar, four names of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward us for sitting for the program. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.